What the defense bill means for Texas. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. The Senate passed the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for fiscal year 2025, which includes multiple priorities for Texas and legislation authored by U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, that will benefit Texas service members and military installations, boost job creation, as well as support ongoing national security efforts. As the global threat landscape continues to evolve and grow increasingly dangerous, America must take strategic steps to bolster our military readiness and deter foreign adversaries, said Senator Cornyn. This legislation will strengthen our national security, support our service members, and help ensure our allies trust us and our enemies fear us once again. Senator Cornyn's legislation included in the NDAA, Protecting Investments in Our Ports Act, ensures that all applicants for competitive grant funding from the Port Infrastructure Development Program, PIDP, may only purchase secure digital infrastructure or secure software components, and applicants must certify they have a security plan addressing cyber risks. Enable IC Partnerships Act encourages public and private partnerships with the intelligence community to streamline acquisitions and adoption of cutting-edge technologies and support workforce development. Safeguarding Tactics and Operational Procedures, Stop Enemies Act updates the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, to prohibit active duty and retired service members from providing military education, military training, or tactical advice to foreign adversaries. Private Smither Act requires the Department of Defense, DOD, to provide a healthcare provider's affiliation in a patient's medical record. Provisions to authorize the Secretary of the Army to grant a land conveyance from Boyle Memorial Army Reserve Center to Paris Junior College. Encouraging Qualitative Upgrades and Innovative Procurements, EQUIP Act, permits the use of the Defense Modernization Fund as a source of funding to procure and integrate commercial technologies to satisfy a joint urgent operational need or validated service requirement. Capability-Based Trade and Unconventional Resource Engagement, CAPTURE Act, creates a pilot project permitting contracting officers to use an alternative capability-based analysis to determine whether the proposed price or fee for a commercial product or service offered by a non-traditional defense contractor is fair and reasonable, giving them more flexibility to choose the most cost-effective options regardless of contractor. Solid Propulsion Enhancement and Advancement for Readiness, SPEAR Act, helps secure and stabilize the domestic supply chain of solid rocket motors commonly used in missiles and rockets. Project Safe Childhood Act makes improvements to the investigation and prosecution of online child exploitation. Other Texas-specific provisions include raises troops pay by 4.5%, authorizes $590.7 million for military construction projects in Texas, including $44 million for rail yard at Fort Bliss, $147 million for motor pools No. 70 and No. 71 at Fort Cavazos, $34 million for vehicle paint shop at Red River Army Depot, $31.3 million to Dyess Air Force Base, $12.8 million for B-21 LRS Fuels Administrative Lab, $18.5 million for B-21 Refueler Truck Yard, $60 million for Basic Military Training, BMT, Classroom and Dining Facility at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland, $77 million for Barracks, Ships, and Dorms at Joint Base San Antonio, $56 million for T-7 Ground-Based Training System and T-7 Unity Maintenance Training Facility at Laughlin Air Force Base, $79.3 million for General Purpose Warehouse at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, $10 million for Hole Hangar Repair at Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base Fort Worth, $13.1 million for C-130J Adal Fuel Cell Building for Texas Air National Guard in Fort Worth, $39 million for Military Housing Privatization Initiative, MHPI. Restructure at Lackland Air Force Base authorizes $1.25 billion for the future long-range assault aircraft development, which will provide decades of investment in the state and provide Army aviation units with upgraded aircraft, includes resources to maintain air superiority and support the production rate, modernization, and readiness of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Fleet built at Lockheed Martin in Fort Worth while also taking steps to ensure the program meets performance requirements supports Texas job creation throughout multiple industries authorizes 45.3 water acres to El Paso for the purposes of stormwater flood control for Fort Bliss and the neighboring area expands access to childcare for children of military families and programs to help military spouses attain and retain employment.